These days, there is nothing cutting edge about eating local. It's been embraced by the First Lady, almost every celebrity chef out there. Even Walmart is getting in on the game. Still, in 2007, less than 1% of food grown in the U.S. was sold directly from farm to consumer, hence the continued need for raising awareness, says the Nature Conservancy's Jackie Hall.
From our perspective, it's all about lowering your carbon footprint, not using all of the energy that is required with these large food producers across the country.
That's been the classic mantra of this movement: buy local, lower the mileage on your salad. But over the last few years, there's been a steady trickle of studies and op-eds suggesting it might not be that simple. For instance, one report out of Carnegie Mellon found that 83% of a food's carbon footprint occurs in the production phase. So a tomato grown in a heated greenhouse next door might actually have a bigger carbon footprint than one grown outside thousands of miles away. Several economists have chimed in, variously referring to the local food movement as self-indulgent, inefficient, and even something that hurts the world's poor.
People always have to have things to critique. We're going to have that all the time.
Bob Ross is president of the Santa Fe Farmers Market Institute.
I think the critique is good. It's good for the dialogue. It'll help us get to the best place.
And Ross says, despite those accusations of smugness, no one here is resting on their laurels.
We put on regular workshops, we the Institute, to teach farmers how to be very efficient, energy efficient with how they farm.
Farmer Tom Dixon agrees it is possible for small local farms to be both productive and energy efficient.
The only way to try to balance the amount of arable land that we have here in northern New Mexico with the current population is to take advantage of technology, row cover, piping that delivers the water directly to the plants, hoop houses, greenhouses.
And if that greenhouse happens to be heated with renewable energy, well, then there you go. Still, the carbon equations that pepper discussions on this subject are enough to make any eco-minded head spin. What about the energy consumed when you freeze a local peach? Or how the numbers change when you talk about shipping food by rail as opposed to truck? But for shoppers like Tammy Diaz, that's all kind of beside the point.
I came here for arugula, and I've bought arugula at grocery stores, and it just does not have the same flavor as homegrown arugula.
Margot Covington, why do I come here? To see friends like Larry Littlebird. Excuse me, hug break. I sort of have this bet with the powers that be that I'm going to stay healthy the rest of my life. And one of the ways that I have invested in that is by investing in good food. And there's nothing better than being able to buy food from people that you know and love.
True. It's hard to put a number on that. On the Conservation Beat, I'm Cecil Overgaard, KUNN.